Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Topping the news, rescue teams rush to Nepal. International rescue crews and relief agencies are beginning to arrive in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu. It comes 2 days after a massive earthquake rattled the country, killing more than 3,600 people and injuring several thousand. VOA's Steve Herman is on a flight full of people headed to Nepal to help in the aftermath of the quake. But getting into the airport in Kathmandu has proved to be challenging.
I'm aboard Thai Airways Flight 319. And we were headed from Bangkok into Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal, due to air traffic control diverting us after about an hour of circling south of Kathmandu. We are now flying to Calcutta because we're going to run low on fuel. The pilot made an announcement that this Boeing 777 would refuel in Calcutta, and we would make another attempt to get into devastated Kathmandu.
Again, that is VOA's Steve Herman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif will meet Monday in New York for the first time since announcing a framework deal to curtail Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. A senior State Department official said Sunday that that meeting will take place on the sidelines of a U.N. conference. Police fired tear gas and water cannoning at protesters in Burundi's capital Monday. It's the second day of demonstrations against the president's decision to run for a third term. It's a move that critics say violates the Constitution. VOA News. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has won another term in office with 94% of the vote in an election boycotted by the opposition. Election officials announced the results Monday from 4 days of voting earlier this month that has been widely expected to extend the presidency of Mr. Bashir, who has been in power since 1989. The head of the country's electoral commission said turnout was 46%. Kazakhstan's president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, was re-elected to another five-year term Sunday in a vote that saw no real opposition. Mr. Nazarbayev won 97.7% of the vote. The two other candidates got 1% or less. The election commission said a record turnout of more than 95% of eligible voters went to the polls. In a last-ditch effort to save two drug traffickers from the firing squad in Indonesia, Australia's foreign ministry urged Jakarta today to delay the executions until allegations of corruptions in their trial could be investigated. Rights groups are also urging Indonesia to abandon plans to execute 9 convicted felons in all. More on the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australians Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran could have only days to live. The ringleaders of the so-called Bali Nine, a group of young Australians convicted of drug smuggling, have been on death row since 2006. They've now been given 72 hours notice of their executions by Indonesian authorities, although an exact date has yet to be set. Despite diplomatic pressure from around the world, Indonesia appears intent on carrying out death sentences on the two Australians, along with citizens from Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, and the Philippines. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has appealed to Indonesia to spare the group from execution. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Ukraine said that one of its soldiers was killed and 7 others wounded on Sunday in a new outbreak of violence between government forces and pro-Russian separatists fighting for control in eastern Ukraine. A Ukrainian military spokesman accused the insurgents of escalating their fire against Kiev's troops in the last 24 hours, a new threat to the fragile ceasefire agreed to in February. He said most of the attacks were focused near the Donetsk airport and near Mariupol, as a government-held coastal city on the Sea of Azov. The American television network ABC reports the Obama administration is considering a major change in policy regarding ransom for U.S. hostages. A Sunday report indicated families who try to negotiate a ransom for relatives held captive overseas will no longer be prosecuted on charges of dealing with terrorists. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.